Hey, how you doing? My name is Mike Quinlan, and yes, I do stand-up comedy, and I'm going to tell you a little story tonight about why I'm dressed as Santa Claus here. Let's be honest with you. I should have gotten a standing ovation. I should have definitely got a standing ovation. I feel you hate me because of the Philadelphia thing. Don't worry. We're going to deal with that in a story. No matter how this story goes tonight, this will be my second best day ever in this particular space. Because 2,114 days ago, I got engaged to my wife over there in row L, seats 2 and 4. Right? Romantic. I'm like the Pablo Neruda of Hamden. My wife says I'm 200% romantic, and she's 200% negative romantic. She's nomantic. But anyway, we got engaged when I was 48. We got married then. Old, right? Old, kind of, to have your first marriage. I used to get engaged a lot, so it's not really that big a deal. It is, because I love my wife, and here's the deal. I love my wife so much, and what I was lucky enough to do was get married into a family of hers with her sisters and her brother, and they're just amazing people, a family I've never had before. I've never felt love like this before. They have so many amazing kids in the family. The unfortunate part about it is married into this family, Grandma Ann hates my guts. Grandma Ann hates me. And part of the reason why is the Philadelphia accent, right? Yours is bad too. Yours is bad too. I'm not always like Philadelphia myself. I remember Philadelphia kicked my butt a bit, and I was like, screw this town. I'm leaving. And I went to see what the world had to offer me, and I made it all the way to Baltimore. Right? 93 miles. So I've been Santa Claus for these kids. They're 7, 6, and 3 when at the time of the story is being told. But again, like I said, Grandma Ann hates me. And it's palpable. Like, she hates me like Aunt Edna hated Clark Griswold during vacation. Like, for no absolute particular reason at all. I get I'm not everybody's bag of tricks. I get that. I understand that. If you come to the auto bar, you'll understand exactly why Jessica was talking about me like that when she started. Right? So here's the problem with Ann. She's got 3 grandchildren, her 3 favorite people on the planet, and they love Super Uncle Mike. They love Super. You want to know how you get Super Uncle status? Flatulence on demand. Gas equals last, people. Always have, always will. You let them jump off of anything within reason, right? When their parents aren't looking, right? That's the kind of stuff that super uncles do, right? And I'm just so over the moon to be Santa, because my wife and I decided we're not going to have kids, mostly because I got my vasectomy when I was 18 years old, and I paid for it with my communion money, right? But I've never really trusted the vasectomy. But when we got married, my wife's like, "Well, why don't we think about having kids, right?" And she's like, "Well, her parents rolled their 7s early, so they got out, right? So their health wasn't really good." My wife's like, "Well, we'll do 23andMe, and we'll see about your side." And at first, I was like, "Shouldn't it be 22andUs since we're married now?" It's a DNA joke. Okay, never mind. Didn't go over well. Didn't go over well at all. So here's the deal. We found it in 23andMe. My family tree has garlands of psychosis and alcoholism through it. So we're like, screw it. I'm just going to be Super Uncle Mike, right? That's what I'm good for. So for 5 years, I was Super Uncle Mike, the best Santa. Nobody knew anything about it. But Ann has been laying in wait. She hates me. She hates. You know what it is? She hates me like The Shining. She hates me like they hated The Shining, which is, we found out, we couldn't figure out why she hated me so much. It turns out when she went to medical school in Philadelphia, she had fallen in love with a man who looked exactly like me. Sounded exactly like me, right? So now it's understandable, right? But here's the deal. I'm still Super Uncle Mike, and that means a lot to me. So every Thanksgiving, after the kids go to bed, we have a super secret meeting in the basement of the house where we go over all of the details for Christmas, right? Anne's a very detail-oriented person. So we get into the basement. She has this old chalkboard. It must have been from the 1880s. It's really cool looking. And on it, it's like, pancakes, 9 o'clock, Elizabeth. Kids get up, 9:15. All of it, like really minute to minute. And in the corner, what it said for the last 5 years, Santa, Super Uncle Mike, right? Well, here's the deal. I went out before the meeting. I went out. I snuck out to the car, and I got dressed in this outfit because I have this outfit in my car constantly, right? You never know where you're going to need Santa, especially in July, right? They're all in the basement getting ready for the meeting, and I'm like, it's the first meeting after COVID, so it's the first suit, it's the first Christmas, and I'm going to nail it to Santa like I normally do. I get the outfit on, and I tiptoe down the steps, and I open the door to the basement, and I look in, and nobody will look at me, right? Nobody will look at me. I look up at the board, it says Santa, Super Uncle Joe, right? Here's the deal, Super Uncle Joe does not have Super Uncle stats. And not only that, he went to Duke, right? And do you even love your own son? You let him go to Duke? You know who else went to Duke? Nixon. You know who else went to Duke? Diddy. I hate Duke. But anyway. So my sister-in-law, Catherine, who's a sweetheart, she's like, no, Mike, we just think because of your accent, the kids are beginning to pick up on it, and they're beginning to pick up that you're Uncle Mike, right? And I'm not having any of it. Nanny Ann just goes, God damn it, just tell them the truth. She flips over the board, right? And on the other side of it, like it's CIS, she's got a yarn thing about why I'm getting fired at Santa. Right? Up here, pink yarn, the Harry Snotter incident. Any Harry Potter fans out there? Right? Okay. We had a birthday party for Lucy, and she was Harry Potter. And there were like, Harry Potter was her, and then 15 girls dressed as princesses, right? Okay, here's the deal. You ever been around children? They ooze a lot of stuff, right? They constant snots everywhere, right? Harry Potter, I called her Harry Snotter. I'm like, come over here. She's got this snot that's coming down her nose, and she's just licking it back and forth. You know, your kids have done it too. Don't be. But so do like 5 of the other little girls, and nobody's around. I'm like, okay, Super Uncle Mike's got this. I was like, girls, come here. Oh, you line up. We got them all there, and I go, here, this is what we're going to do. We're going to teach you how to do a snot rocket. Right? You know you do it too. You play field hockey, lacrosse. Come on. And just as I get 6 little girls to shoot a snot rocket, Ann comes around the corner and catches me. Right? They needed to know how to do it. It was ugly. It was getting disgusting. But here's the real reason. This is the real reason Ann finally got rid of me. She likes to take her family to Nantucket in the summertime. Does anybody know where Nantucket is? Right? She likes to call it Grand Tucket. So at the end of every season on Nantucket, they have a talent show for all the kids who have spent the summer there. Right? It's really cool. It's actually cute. That kid with puppets, I thought he was awesome. I love puppets. But most of the acts kind of stunk. You know what I'm saying? You've seen your kids. Their art really isn't that good, right? When they're like 5 and 6. But Owen, who's the 7-year-old, my nephew, he's a piano virtuoso. He's kind of a genius. He's kind of fun to be around. But he's the last person to go in the talent show. And he's playing this Chopin piece. He's really talented with the piano, and he's doing this thing that only like 3% of the people in the world can do with his left hand. And it's really, really quite impressive. And he plays this amazing Chopin piece for like 7 minutes. He's 7 years old. And at the end, he was so good that they gave him a standing ovation, right? Like 200 people gave this little kid a standing ovation. And then after they all quieted it down, he goes, and now I'd like to tell some jokes. Right? And Ann looks at me. She's like, you! And I'm like, I got nothing to do with this old lady. I got nothing to do with this. But he eases into it. He goes, hey, what do you call, what did the one volcano say to the other volcano? Right? And everybody's like, ah, I love you. I love you, right? It's a good joke for a seven-year-old. And he goes, out of nowhere, I'm going to spice it up a bit, right? What? She's looking. I'm like, it's not me. And he goes, what's the hottest part of Africa? Geography joke, right? Djibouti. It's Djibouti. She's like, oh. And I'm like, oh, I got to get out of here. And he goes, here's my closer. He's seven. I taught him this joke. Okay. He doesn't know what it is, but he's going to tell his joke in front of 200 people. And half these people are losing their mind because they know Grandma Ann and they know she's hot. And he goes, hey, what do you call pickle-flavored Wonder Bread? And the crowd's like, nobody knows what's going on. And he goes, you call it dildo. You call it dildo. I just got the bell. I got to go. Hey, I've been Mike Quinlan. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you very much. If you need a Santa, let me know.